The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking an interesting tidbit. It's that we almost had a Kanye Drake versus, like an official Kanye versus Drake song battle, which is something that you see online all the time. So Swiss Beatz here was doing an interview. Who was it? Beatz was a guest on the Angie Martinez show yesterday, checking in via video call. The Bronx native multi-hyphenate appeared alongside Timbaland, with whom he launched the Versus series back in 2020. And we're going to get into specifically what he said. For those of you unfamiliar with Versus, Versus started in 2020 during COVID as a way for just artists to kind of have fun, interact with fans. And what they would do is it started with Swiss Beatz and Timbaland, two legendary producers, and each would play a song. They had two 10-round showdowns, and fans would kind of react. You know, nobody was really keeping score in the early days. Things have kind of switched up from the beginning, right, where there was no scorecard. It was just people kind of reacting and having fun. But then around this time, they started doing scores, which I don't know how they're scorekeeping right now, but you can just see there's a winner of each match. And then part two, Versus went under new rule changes and technical maintenance to provide quality performances, and returned on May 31st, 2020 with a special Versus. And people were like in the studio together. They were sometimes live performing songs, and you can see things like Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz, Rick Ross won, Brandy versus Monica, Brandy won, Gladys Knight versus Patti LaBelle, which is pretty cool. And just going down the list, we have all of these. So it's been something that's been very popular and has spawned a lot of social media kind of knockoffs, people just doing head-to-head polls. You've probably seen on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, a number of who has the better song, Kanye or Drake, or this artist, and the polls on Twitter. We recently started something on Twitch called Album Fights, where we have another album go up against a Kanye album, which has been fun. We've done two of those on Twitch. We'll continue to do more. I think one on Monday, potentially. So it's a format that's really picking up. I got to face Los Pollos on Twitch in a Drake versus Kanye song battle, if you remember that, in which Kanye won. So people have been doing this a lot on their own and kind of fantasy booking who they'd like to see face each other. And it turns out that one of the most popular fantasy bookings, Kanye and Drake, almost happened. So we have on West Sub Ever here the video from Hershey posting it to the channel. And you'll like this for longtime viewers. I actually leveled up and have the audio now instead of just telling you about it. Ready? We're going to get some audio here. No, we're not. All right.
I mean,
there we go.
And all the battles will continue.
Yeah. I mean, I know Kanye was willing to do the verses. You know what I'm saying? But
who would you battle?
He wanted to battle Drake.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he wanted to battle Drake, but I don't, you know, I think they communication started getting in a zone, you know what I'm saying? But I left that up to them, you know what I'm saying?
What a way to phrase it. I think their communication started getting in a zone, you know, a zone of like hatred, a zone of anger, a zone of discontent.
And like, and that's what I told Tim as well. I was like, yo, they have to bring that to the table, you know, like, they would have to agree to do that. You know, Kanye was ready, but I don't know where that's at now. You know, I still leave it on them.
The fact that
Yeah, so Kanye was just like kind of down to do a song battle with Drake on Versus, and it seems Drake had no interest. May have not even responded to the request, and it seems like Swiss Beatz and Timbaland aren't trying to get in the middle of it and reach out and like, oh, we're going to make this happen. It seems if Kanye and Drake go to them, they'll be happy to do it. But it's that outstanding. And Swiss Beatz, this article here kind of gets into that Swiss and Drake actually had a bit of a beef. Elsewhere in the interview, Beats addresses his own beef with Drake, which began in 2020 when he called the Toronto rapper a pussy over an unreleased collaboration with Busta Rhymes. Drake responded by firing shots at Beats on the track You Only Live Twice, which appears on his newly released sixth album, Certified Lover Boy. And then responding to the cuts, Beats said, I said how I felt. He said how he felt. I guess we even. And he didn't go too crazy in the record also, you know. He could have said many things. That man is a clever artist. So just kind of taking it in stride. But big news, you know, Kanye Drake versus. It's the dream, I think, for these versus battles to reach that point where you have someone like a Kanye Drake showdown or a Weekend Drake showdown would also be awesome. Or like Kanye Jay-Z going head to head would be fantastic, right? Do another Kanye Fitty, Kanye Eminem, you know, just pick. It would be great to have Kanye go up against anyone. So the fact that Kanye wanted to go against Drake, you know, maybe one day he'll be down to face someone else, but that's it for this video. If you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe. All of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people like, and then they show it to others, which goes a long way in supporting us. So thank you to those of you who do that. We also have the membership option on YouTube. You can see the join button below the video. That's something that you can do if you want to throw a couple dollars at the channel every month. It's YouTube's version of Patreon. And then we have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. We are currently doing our analysis of Donda. Every single line on the album, start to finish. We have done Donda Chant, Jail, and God Breathed, and we'll be recording Off the Grid on Monday. So look forward to that. And until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.